Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. Jim is an executive advisor. He's a speaker who helps individuals and organizations find a way to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. He is also the CEO and the founder of Transition Management Advisors. And he's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And one of the things that you do a lot of talking about with your audiences and with your clients, Jim, is this concept of focus. Now, many times when we talk about focus, when any of us use the word focus, somebody will say, might even say to a person who's sort of spinning around like a top, can't seem to land on anything to be successful with, somebody will say, look, you need to focus. You need to focus your life. Or maybe they're giving a young person some advice and they'll say, what direction are you going to focus your career on? And when people think about that, they think of a vector. They think of a straight line, don't they? They think of some kind of a locking in on one direction, and that's typically the way we think of focus. But you think of it differently, don't you?
Well, Jim, you're hitting on to some of the distinctions that we draw perfectly. Our approach to focus is different for most, and I find it takes a little bit of explanation to get your arms around it.
Well, and that's what we like about you, Jim. You're not like everybody else.
Well, it really introduces a paradox. You see, when we think of focus, we tend to think of that laser beam attention to the task at hand, the straight line that you mentioned. We block everything out. The best example of laser beam focus is that teenager's playing with a Game Boy,
Right.
Firecracker could go off their feet, and the attention just doesn't wait.
Or when my grandson's watching the DVD, never mind that grandpa just walked in the room,
Exactly. Now, there are some tasks where this type of focus is needed, defusing a bomb or doing brain surgery,
Right.
It's good to have that type of focus. But the type of focus that I teach in Personal Brilliance, rather than a laser beam, tight focus, is a more open 360-degree focus.
Isn't that a contradiction in terms, though, Jim?
Well, it is, but let's talk about it a little bit.
That's the paradox, isn't it?
Exactly. More than think more like a spotlight than a laser beam. A spotlight starts out with a narrow beam, but it spreads out to cover a much larger area.
Right.
You see, we can't be so tightly focused that we miss opportunities for good solutions. Expanding your focus is, I think, one of the most valuable aspects of developing your personal brilliance. What you're doing is the same as what you're thinking. You're present and you're focused. In this state of mind, you have a feeling of smoothness mentally, even when there's a lot happening. So that person that you see spinning around like a top, if they have focus, they're in a bit of a more smooth environment. We've all seen people that do something extremely well, and it seems like chaos. We wouldn't be able to handle it, but they're perfect at it. For example, it could be your engineer flipping all of the buttons in the studio to make it all work, or
right.
Even somebody in a pizza kitchen that's got 10 orders going. You see that smoothness. That's the type of focus that we're looking for with Personal Brilliance.
Is that also like kind of a flow? Is it like when you get in your you have a lot of different things going on, but you're sort of in a rhythm.
Exactly. I think that rhythm, that flow, the zone that we talk about in sports are examples of the type of focus that we're seeking. Think in terms for your audience of a business manager or executive. We have meetings every 15 minutes through the whole day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, you could make a decision. And at 2 in the afternoon, you could negate that decision, not even realize it. That's the busyness of our life. The successful person with true focus would be able to take the seemingly unrelated item at 2 in the afternoon and apply it from their experience at 9 this morning, apply it to that solution in the afternoon so that we have these solutions floating around us, if you want to think of it that way. And our 360-degree focus allows us to notice, see the relevance, and then pull it into the solution set so that we end up with that definition of brilliance that we talk about. So people would say, oh, he's brilliant. How did he come up with that? Well, it's simply tying these seemingly unrelated tidbits together to make a solution that's going to make a difference and have an impact.
See,
that's
what
we're talking about.
What I think you're describing is the way small business owners live their life.
Oh, absolutely.
And the reason I'm glad you're bringing it up, though, is because I think we don't always realize that we're doing all of that.
Right.
And your point is if we could become more aware of this, if we could be more aware of it, maybe we could actually get a little bit better at it. And the reason I say that is because in any given moment, a small business owner is dealing with a customer. And somebody's on hold, an employee's got a problem, another employee's not going to show up, and who knows what else could be going on. And they also have to be get a proposal. They've got a proposal they've got to put together today to deliver this afternoon. You know, all that's going on all at the same time, and there's not always someone to give part of that to.
Exactly. And how can we, just as an exercise, how can we take one situation, look at that completely, and possibly apply some lessons to the next situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a great exercise to take us through, you know, all day long. Martha Stewart, whatever you think of her as a person,
right.
she's a pretty good executive. She has three reminders of 360-degree focus on her desk every single day. She looks at them as she's working through her day. One is a microscope so she can look at the details.
Mm-hmm.
The next is a wide-angle lens from a camera so she can see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the third item is a telescope so that she can look way out into the future.
Right.
That's really what we do as business owners, right? We're looking at details. At the same time, we want to see the big picture. And then we need to be able to look in the future as well. Frankly, some people can't do this.
Right.
You know?
If you can't do that, you probably don't need to be a small business owner.
Well, exactly right. But realize, and I think you bring up a good point, realize that we do this every day, and that with some work, we can enhance these skills and get even better at it. That's what we're talking about with personal brilliance, is developing these catalysts. By the way, the other catalysts, awareness, curiosity, focus we're talking about today, and then initiative as well.
We're going to talk some more about this, better ways to help you get focused. And when we say focus, when Jim Cantarucci's around, it's not maybe, it probably isn't the way you think of focus. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Jim Cantarucci, the author of Personal Brilliance. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Take advantage of all of the resources that are there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email on Sunday. And don't forget to check out the blog, which is a fairly new feature there. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is the author of Personal Brilliance, and we're talking about focusing. Jim, before we get back into our discussion, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Sure. The website is www.mypersonalbrilliance.com, mypersonalbrilliance.com. And the book is available in most bookstores. But Amazon.com carries it, and you can get it online almost immediately. And it's available really throughout the country. It depends on what bookstore you're in as to whether or not it's on a shelf, but they can all get it for you.
All right, so check that out, folks. It's a good one. Jim, we're talking about focus, and you were telling us about your idea of focus is more of a 360-degree focus, not like a spotlight, but like a floodlight. Am I right?
Right. Exactly right.
And where you have a lot of different things going on, and I made the comment that this is exactly the way small business owners live their lives. They have all of these things coming at them that they have to focus on. They have to focus on all of them, some of them a handful at a time, literally instantaneously. They got three or four or five different things that they've got to deal with. If you're going to do that successfully, it seems to me, Jim, that you've got to be able to do one more thing. You've got to be able to make decisions.
Right.
Because you've got to be able, when something comes in, nobody can focus on 20 things all the time forever. You got to say, okay, this is what that means, and because of what I learned through my overall focus, you know, this is right up in front of me, but because I saw it coming through the long lens, as you described earlier, I now know that I need to make this decision and give this to somebody else. Now it's off my plate, and I'm moving on to the next topic. What do you think?
Well, Jim, one of the things I do in my organizational change work with organizations is talk about decision making. Nobody teaches us how to do that. And so you've hit on a very important point. I think we need to be able to make decisions, and good decisions take a long view. You need to make a decision in a snap kind of a way, but your decision, your outcome is based on what are the implications and ramifications of your decisions. And being able to see the entire system so that you can see how your decision will impact that system is a critical skill that we have to develop. And again, that's what I'm talking about with focus, being able to see that bigger piece and be able to see where it fits. Then make that decision, move on, and there seems to then be a patchwork to your impact through the day. If that makes sense, where one thing leads to another and is connected to the next and so on. And that's the only way that we could survive the type of pace that we're talking about to run a small business.
Well, and two things about this issue that's come up in front of you. If it does truly just pop up in front of you and you didn't see it coming at all because it wasn't possible, something that you've already experienced in the past that you had in your focus is going to give you the ammunition, give you the ability to make that decision. But more than likely, if you've been doing what you were talking about, Jim, if you've had that long lens out there as part of your focus, you saw this coming.
You likely have anticipated it or anticipated the possibility that something like this would happen.
Exactly.
Then you're only dealing with the intimate details of the moment as opposed to the whole thing all at one in one shot.
But if you can't, and this is where a lot of people get derailed, Jim, in small business, is you know, there are a lot of people out there who would say, oh, this 360 thing, I can do that. I know how to do that. And what they really mean is that they're bouncing around so much that they can't focus on any one thing, and so they're thinking, well, I can do that easily. But what happens? They're also the people who can't make a decision.
Right.
And if you've got any kind of focus, and you can't make a decision, then basically, in my opinion, you're out of business.
Jim, what we're talking about here is purpose, aren't we?
Yeah.
There has to be a purpose that motivates your focus, motivates your decision making, and then builds that framework that you could work from. There's a consistency then. There's nothing worse than for an employee than to have a schizophrenic boss.
Right.
It's jumping all over the place. So perhaps sometimes you're the only one that could see the framework, but that has to be there to be successful.
One of the challenges for small business owners, Jim, is when these things come in, typically they come with, you know, typically many of these things that come to you come in the hands of an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the tricks is to be able to take the moment to teach the employee what you know, so that next time maybe they don't bring you all that problem. Maybe they only bring you a piece of that problem.
I always talk about no surprises for your boss, but as a boss, no surprises for yourself. If you could minimize those, your day's a lot easier.
Absolutely. Jim, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, I think that one thing that I could offer to all of your listeners is to spend some time at the website, mypersonalbrains.com, and take the personal brains quotient to see how brilliant you already are and to see where you fit in the 360-degree focus.
Is that
look for purpose with your focus, and you'll be better, much better off.
So you got that thing fixed after I took it, right? Because I think I broke it when I took it.
You broke it, yes. You went off the chart.
Mypersonalbrilliance.com, right, Jim?
Exactly.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time. time.
It's been a pleasure.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a quick break. Got to sell some things. I'll be right back with our good buddy Ken Croson right after these messages. And stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.